As we said at the beginning of this Mass, our reflection this morning centers on the theme, God's patience and our impatience. The questions I would like that we ask ourselves this morning are we patient with God? Am I patient with others? Am I patient with myself? Of course, we know that God is always patient with us. In the world that is so much in a hurry, the virtue of patience is so much needed. In the first reading of today, taken from the Book of Wisdom, we can see the patience of God, His mercy and justice. The first reading says, "But though you are master of might, you judge with clemency and with much lenience, you govern us for power. Whenever your will attends you." Here we see God's patience, mercy, and justice. The responsorial psalm, the response to the responsorial psalm this morning says, "Lord, you are good and forgiving." If the Lord is good and forgiving towards us, are we good and forgiving towards others? And the gospel this morning, taken from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, in this gospel, Jesus explains what the kingdom of God may be likened to. And the parable he used here in this gospel, in this parable, we can see God's patience, mercy, and justice. Are we patient with God at prayers? Some people say often that they have prayed for one intention for so long a time and they have not received what they are requesting from God. But the question is, when can we say that our prayer is answered? And when can we say that it is not answered? The essence of prayer is not to get results. The essence of prayer is to love God. Sometimes we worry over prayers, which we know. But before we get to that, remember that when you say that you have prayed for an intention for 10 years, for example, that 10 years may be like 10 seconds in the eyes of God. And 10 seconds may be like 100 years in the eyes of God. Because we can't pigeonhole God in space and time. We human beings, we calculate everything with time, with numbers, but for God, God lives in eternal now. We can't pigeonhole God in time and space. What do we mean by that? What do we mean by time? What do we mean by space? For example, the time now is 20 minutes after 9. In the eyes of God, there's nothing like that. Time can regulate human beings, but not for God. What do we mean by space? We are now in the church of St. Bruno, Widia. We can't be here and at the same time in New York. It's not possible. We cannot bilocate. But for God, God is everywhere at the same time. So we can't limit God with time or space. When we are at prayer, what God is looking at is our faith. Do not calculate how many hours you have prayed or how many years you have prayed for one intention. That is not important. Today, for example, today is Sunday, 23rd, or July 23rd. For us, we have today, we have tomorrow, we have yesterday. But for God, there's nothing like that. This is for human beings. Now, do I have patience with others? You see, people are always in a hurry. They hurry to work. And at work, first of all, they hurry over their breakfast before going to work. At work, they hurry over their lunch. Some even stand while taking their lunch. And when the work is over for the day, they hurry back. On the way, if they meet traffic, they become angry with themselves and with everybody around them. And when they get home, they hurry over their dinner, and even they hurry over their sleep at night. We are so much in a haste. We need to slow down. A man said to his son, "Look, young man, I am tired of you. You have to get out of this house tomorrow because I can no longer accommodate you and your bad habits." So he sent his son away from the house. But my question is, if God were to send us out of the house, we wouldn't be here this morning celebrating this Holy Mass. Is any of us here has ever witnessed being scolded by God? Nobody. Think nobody. God has never scolded any of us. If you think that God has scolded you for us, you wouldn't be here celebrating this Holy Mass with us. But we know many parents have scolded their children. Of course, that is okay. When the children have done something wrong that needed to be scolded, then they should be scolded. There's no problem. But the question is, was the scolding done with love? That's the question. Was it done with love? A young man was quarreling with his mother. No, let's call it, he had a misunderstanding with his mother. Quarreling is a very hard word to use. And he was exchanging angry words with his mother. And the father came out and said, "Look, young man, you should leave my wife alone. I suggest you go out there and get your own wife." It's very funny. The question is, when we want to react, how, or when we want to respond, how do we respond? How do we react? Do we react with love? Do we exercise patience? At prayer, do we exercise patience with God? As we know, 5 decades of the rosary normally can be said within 15 minutes. Minimum. It can be more. But some people say it within 7 minutes, 6 minutes, they hurry over it. Where are we rushing to? Another example, at Mass, people will come, and after the reception of the Holy Communion, you see them going away, going home. After the reception of the Holy Communion, this happens almost practically at every Mass. You see them going away. I hope it will not happen today. People receive communion, you see them leaving the church. To where? Where are you rushing to? And those, some of us who stay, before the priest will say, go for the mass ended, they are already outside. Where are we rushing to? The mass lasts at most 1 hour. If you are at home, what will you do after mass? If you rush home before the mass ends, what will you do? That's the question. So let us slow down. And some of us wouldn't have their vacation from year to year. They will continue working, rushing from one end to another. Remember, if we don't have rest, there is something called eternal rest. When we don't have rest. So we need to slow down and have patience. That is very important. Am I patient with myself? A man called Brian Solis, he says, two things define you. You are patient when you don't have anything. And also, your attitude when you have everything. Now, I have this advice for every one of us before we end this reflection. Whenever you receive an email, please don't rush over it. Don't rush to reply it. Read the email, first of all. If possible, read it twice to understand the content of the email. This is very important. And when you are not in a good mood, don't reply. Wait until you are in a good mood before you reply the email. There was this story told of a man who left the snow-filled streets of Chicago for Florida for vacation. And his wife visited her mother and was planning to meet him there a day after. Then when the man got to his hotel in Florida, he decided to send a quick email to his wife. And unfortunately, he couldn't find a piece of paper on which to write the email address of his wife. But he tried to type it in from memory. Unfortunately, he made a very big mistake in the email address. And the email was sent to a wrong person. The email was sent to a woman whose husband passed away a day before. And when this aggrieved widow checked her email and took one look at the monitor, she fainted. The email said, "Dearest wife, I just got checked in. Everything is prepared for your arrival tomorrow. Please take note. It is very hot here." You see, the poor woman thought that the email was sent to her by her husband who passed away. This is the issue. Let us not be in a haste all the time. You see, your patience towards your family is love. Patience towards somebody else is respect. Your patience towards yourself is confidence. And your patience towards God